Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.948, 12 before 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Newell Normand is coming up next. We'll find out what he has for you in a couple of minutes. Right now we're talking to Ed Shervinak, a professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO, about the court ruling yesterday, 44-page decision, basically saying that the way Louisiana wanted to conduct the election vis-a-vis absentee ballots on November 3rd, or the entire, not just the presidential election, but they're going to have to revisit that in terms of absentee balloting. Good morning, Ed. Good to talk to you again.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
I'm doing well.
So let's talk about the backstory here, because Kyle Ardoin had a plan, but it wouldn't get through the House or the Senate, so or through the committee, so he changed it to pretty much what they wanted. And I remember he told me during an interview that all he wanted to do was make sure that people could vote. But when it comes to Jeff Landry, when it comes to the Republicans in the House and the Senate, is their concern really about making sure that the process is pristine, that there's no and again, you know, there's a lot of confusion, I think, when it comes to the reliability of absentee balloting and election reliability, et cetera. But I guess the point I'm making here is, does it have to do with down ballot races? Because I think everybody pretty well knows the state's going to go for Donald Trump for president. So I'm thinking, well, why would they really be this concerned? But then when you look at the different offices that are up, we got, what, every one senator, every representative, and right, a lot of local offices, Supreme Court justices, et cetera. What's going on here politically, Ed?
Well, I think politically for Republicans, a lot of them are just kind of following the lead of President Trump, who's been very vocal about the fraudulent nature of mail-in ballots. Even though there's no real evidence that that's the case, and even Benjamin Ginsburg, who's the top Republican election lawyer in the country, says there's really not a whole lot of fraud. So I think a lot of it is just partisan politics following what the president says. And, you know, this is going to be a very high turnout election, and I think there may have been some concern that the system might be overwhelmed by the number of mail-in ballots that are going to be coming in. So You mentioned a pristine election. There's no such thing as a pristine election. There's no such thing as a perfect count. People are gonna mismark their ballots. Some ballots are gonna get tossed. That's just the nature of the process. So, and in terms of the politics, yes, we know Trump's gonna probably win the state. All the representatives will more than likely be reelected. Most of the local elections are judicial, where you don't really see a lot of politics at play.
So
I think, you know, I think certainly it's partisan, but there are multiple reasons why they did what they did.
Is there part of this that even at the state level, a lot of Republicans are terrified of behind the scenes of even in any way appearing to disagree with the president because of the backlash they'll get from the people that are so ardently Trump supporters?
Absolutely. That a lot of Republican officials, they just cower in fear of receiving an ugly or nasty tweet from the president. So I suspect a lot of that goes into their calculations and their thinking.
So, as it stands now, if Jeff Landry, and I don't see this happening, but and Kyle Ardoin were not to appeal this ruling, the rules for absentee balloting would go back to what they were for the summer election?
That's correct. So, we're basically, the argument was being made that, there's some fraud, but they didn't make that argument back in the summer when they had much more, I don't want to call it liberal, but much more relaxed rules in terms of concerns about the virus. So they kind of had a weak argument going to the court case, because if you didn't make the argument about fraud back then, why are you making the argument about fraud now?
So what I'm trying to understand is, why would you be so against mail-in ballots when I would think a lot of the people that like President Trump might be older, might be more than 65 years old, at least from what you see at the rallies, etc. And it would seem as though you're rolling the dice on this. Ideally, you would want to protect everybody's opportunity and chance to vote, right? But
I totally agree that the older voters are going to lean Republican. They're more likely going to want to vote for Donald Trump. And so limiting their ability to do so, telling them that they shouldn't, is probably not the best political strategy.
I don't understand that. For the love of God, I don't. And then you get to the local level or at least at the state level. So it's got to be cowering, because otherwise you could be hurting yourself, correct? Because you want to get the Republicans out to vote.
Yes, you do. Because, like I said, it's going to be big turnout, which means there's going to be a lot of non-chronic voters out there who don't necessarily vote Republican. So you want your base out there, you want older voters to be able to participate, so you would assume you would push mail-in voting so that they don't have to show up at the polls and they're more comfortable casting a ballot from their couch.
I conceded the state to President Trump. That's not my place to do it, but I just presumed that that's the way it was going to go. Has there been any polling anywhere to indicate that, at least as far as the presidential race goes, that President Trump's in any kind of trouble in terms of Louisiana?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's been any polls. If there have been any polls, they haven't been released. There's probably some party polls that have been done, but I would be shocked if Donald Trump did not win the state of Louisiana.
Somebody texted in here, and I got one the other day, and I wrote a smart comment and sent it back to him. They wanted you to explain, if you could, a push poll and what that is.
Sure. A push poll is a fake poll, basically. It's when campaigns attempt to call people and almost use negative campaigning in a poll, providing you with negative information about a candidate, and then asking you, well, do you support this candidate after hearing this negative information? They're not interested in collecting data. They're not interested in what you think. They're interested in influencing people. So it's negative campaigning by polling.
It's like a personal commercial almost, is it not?
Personal information infomercial, but it's in a negative direction against your opponent.
And one more thing before we let you go. In terms of turnout, have there been predictions as to what, like one of the higher turnouts in terms of presidential history or not?
I think it's going to be higher than 2016. I know the Secretary of State is predicting 65% turnout here in the state, and there seems to be a lot of enthusiasm and energy out there, so I suspect that this is going to be a high turnout election, just like it was in 2018. So if that carries over, it's going to be big, big turnout.
And what percentage of people in the country voted?
Nearly 60% for a midterm election. That's unheard of, to be honest. Normally, midterm elections turnouts anywhere from 40 to 45%. But if you're getting close to 60%, that means people are energized.
Now, are we talking about the population or registered voters?
We're talking about voting age population.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Ed, anything you wanted to throw in before we let you go?
No, I think you've covered it both legally and politically.
I appreciate your time. I really do. And it's good to talk to you again. Ed Chervenak, professor of political science over at UNO.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.